Next up, question was on technology-based opportunities for entrepreneurs serving like homesteaders and things like that. I think there's a lot of really cool stuff that can be done. One product that springs to mind for me is Secure Coop. I'll put a link to that website where you can learn more about that. One of our contacts in TSP has this, you know, automated coop door type thing. A lot of things can be done with Arduinos and Raspberry Pi and automation and stuff like that. I think this is a challenge, though. Because people either are the kind of people that like to play with this type of technology and are willing to go through the learning curve to make it work, or they're not. And if you are going to be the person that provides technological solutions to the person, that you know, one of those two parties, there's only one that really makes a lot of sense right now. That's the person that doesn't want to do it. The person that does want to do it is probably doing it. Now, I guess there has to be some segment there that's like me when it comes to building a deck. I can build a deck, but I don't have freaking time for it, so I want somebody else to do it. In this niche, though, I haven't found a lot of that. Either people really understand what the tech can do, and even if they don't know how to make it work, they're willing to plod through it and do it themselves. Or they don't understand it, and they don't want to understand anything that uses a single word that they do not understand. So if you're like, so man, I got this system and what it's going to do is take care of all your irrigation with Raspberry Pi and Arduinos and open source software and done. I don't even want to hear it. I'm done. Even like you might have had me at it's going to take care of all my irrigation. Okay? Let me tell you how. I don't care how much. That's all that person wants to know. What does it do and how much does it cost? That's your ideal customer. The problem, it is inevitable that to install that, to implement that solution without that person having to learn any of the crap that they don't want to learn. You almost have to be there, so it makes a remote product difficult. What Secure Coops tried to do anyway is to make a product as close to as plug and play as possible, it's easy to understand. I put this thing in, I set the times that I want, it lets the chickens out, it puts the chickens to bed. And so I think one thing you can do is that. You've got to have a deliverable that requires as little technical knowledge as possible. And you, this is something technical people have a very hard time understanding. What you think is not a big deal, the person that you're paying you does. That's why they're paying you. So when you start rattling, oh, all you got to do is hook this up and program that. And done. I'm done. I don't want to do it. And that's what you're dealing with. So you have to make it as plug and play and simple as possible. And you've got to be very careful with your words. I would not say all you do is program the timer. I would say set your time. Set the time that you wish for open. Set the time that you wish for close. Do not use words like program. Do not use any word that's technical sounding, that's a buzzword, that's not unless it's absolutely necessary, use a commoner's word. This is not a proposal to get venture capital money where you're looking to stuff it with buzzwords. So keep it simple. Bluntly simple. Another opportunity I could see, though, for people that are good with design and programming would be in the whole 3D printer world. I actually think you could do a good job selling printers if you could tell people why they want one. So if you came up with 20 or 30 things that could be 3D printed that would be commonly used on homesteads, for instance, or anywhere. It doesn't have to be the homestead niche, but just that's where we're at, so let's play that. You know, chicken nipples for watering, bushings, and I mean, any as much as you can come up with, that if I was a homesteader, and I had a limitless budget, or as a rancher, I had a limitless budget. And I had a great big cabinet. You know the cabinets that have little slide dealies in them? You'll have washers and nuts and stuff like that. And I could have anything I wanted. Fittings, pieces, things that are easy to 3D print. But they're not cost effective to 3D print in mass. But they're cost effective to 3D print when I need one now. or I need five and I'm never going to need any more, and I could make them right now in front of me. To design them and then to sell the plans. So I take this, I send it into, I don't even know how it works. I still have to buy, I said I'm going to buy one, I'm going to buy a 3D printer at 3D Printer Go Burr, right? From Sal Mayweather, Sal the Agorist. I'm going to buy one of his 3D printers. So I don't even know how it works yet, but I understand it's a file. Somehow it goes into the printer and it says print this thing. And then market that with this 30-piece bundle. Your homestead has access to as much of this whenever you need it, ever. Oh, you don't have a 3D printer? Click here to buy that. I think that approach might work. And I'm sure there's some other ideas that you guys can come up with as well. But the big thing, do not use words that the non-technical person does not understand or does not want to hear or does not want to do. Speak in the language of your market. And your market is, I want to make this thing. I want to set this time, right? I don't want to three-dimensionally design this thing, and I don't want to program this timer. I want to set the time. Not see, set the time is beep. Program the time sounds like I'm hooking shit up and logging into NASA. That it will kill your market, kill your market.